It's election season at the United Nations, and Slovenian Foreign Minister Tanja Fajon has arrived to make her country's case for a seat on its most powerful body, the Security Council. Slovenia is in the running to represent Eastern Europe.
We are a small country of 2 million people, but we are very ambitious. We proved through our history that we are committed to the respect of other countries, that we are working together with partners.
Like any election, this one involves campaigning and debate. But Slovenia was a relatively last-minute addition to the ballot, angering its competitor, Belarus.
The Republic of Belarus presented its candidacy back in 2007.
Valentin Rybakov accused Western powers of pushing Slovenia to prevent an ally of Russia from joining the council. Not surprisingly, Russia supports Belarus.
That we see no value added in another member of the Western European group in the Security Council. There are too many already.
Yes, we share values with the EU, but at the same time, we have our own foreign policy, our own foreign minister.
The Belarusian ambassador to the UN shares an office in New York with Russian and Ukrainian diplomats.
As neighbors, as friends, as brothers and sisters, of both Ukrainians and Russians. What do we need to do to make these people, these countries, stop the war, sit down at the table and discuss this?
Rybakov claims other diplomats are also tired of being strong-armed by the West, especially when it comes to the war in Ukraine that's raising global instability and food prices. But given his own government's disputed elections and record of repression, human rights groups say Belarus doesn't deserve the seat.
Countries have a chance to reject a country that has proven itself to be a shameless cheerleader for Russian atrocities in Ukraine. Plus, it's got its own human rights abuses at home.
The Security Council meets down the hall, but the election will take place right here in the General Assembly on June 6th. It's a secret ballot, and to win will require the support of two-thirds of all member states. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, the United Nations.
Still ahead on Al Jazeera, one of Africa's small